Episode 109 of the Conway's podcast.
Why are you shouting?
Just want to.
Okay.
Wake people up.
Let them all know you're here. You're playing.
Are you listening?
On the radio.
Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me?
Why are you trying to act like Terrence?
He always says that.
Yeah, but what are you trying to do?
I was doing it on purpose.
Okay.
To sound like him. Not like I was trying to copy off me.
Yeah, I tried to copy off.
Yeah, you're trying to copy off people as well.
Like who?
Neva.
What?
Neva.
You already got mad because you were called out for acting like Terrence. Terrence came in here, you wouldn't even talk like
that. I'd dig the head off him.
Oh my God.
Get him in a headlock.
Oh, Terrence, did you hear that?
Swing him around.
Oh. Right.
Take that bit. Will you take that bit out?
What? Don't.
I'm afraid of him. Okay. What's up and all?
Not much. You?
Do you want to hold hands or anything?
No.
Why do you keep holding me hands in shopping centres?
Because I want you to show affection to the public.
To what?
To the public.
To the public.
You don't even show affection at home.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
We do choreographed dances in this kitchen.
That's not affection.
It is.
It's not when you don't hold me hand or like kiss me or anything like that or look at me.
Kiss me through the phone.
Just throw food.
See you later on. Because you're every half an hour, you're like, I'm hungry. Don't even lie, aren't you? Every half an hour, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Like, here we go. I have to fucking get the air fryer out again. I only have to clean it. I just cleaned it.
Don't clean it.
Sometimes I don't even clean it.
Remember you said, Shama, do you ever get inside your air fryer when you scrape the inside but all that stuff comes off? And she was like, no.
What, and stuck under your finger now?
Yeah, it's grease.
I know, yeah. It makes the food flavour nicer. That's more flavour.
You better not be cooking my food.
It's a known fact. Makes the food nicer.
You better not be cooking mine.
Think of a deep fat fryer. You keep in the old grease because it makes the chips nicer.
Yeah, but an air fryer is not a deep fat fryer.
It sort of is.
And I wouldn't eat out of a deep fat fryer.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, well, why then? Why wouldn't you?
Do you ever, years and years ago when you used to have a friend...
You just smell like a deep fat fryer.
And he stunk of a deep fat fryer and you'd be like, Jesus, I can't go near them. Or else you go into the house and then you come out and your ma'd be like, oh my God, the smell of...
We never had one in our house.
No. But like people, so a lot of people have still got them, but they actually know how to clean up or something.
Air fryers are hard. Air fryers are hard to clean though. I don't think you can clean an air fryer.
Why? Well, your ma doesn't have that grease thing on it, neither does my ma.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Do you ever look up on top of all the pipes and stuff?
No.
The electrics of it, it's all covered in grease. No one's cleaning that. They're not clean.
Yeah, cleaning that.
I'm going to get a new one.
What are you getting?
I feel like getting a new one, actually.
Why?
Because I've had that about 5 years.
So, there's nothing wrong with it.
Max Crisp, all the way up. Burn the bollocks over.
Burn the bean.
Burn the bean. What other kitchen appliances are hard to clean?
Kettles. Lion's kettle. Yeah. The kettle is disgusting.
Put a descaler in there. What do you think, Roy, are some non-negotiables you need from a partner? I'd like you to tell me that so the listeners can get some something from that.
Like what?
Some experience from an experienced woman like yourself. What are some non-negotiables?
What do you mean?
So it's like
what?
Something that you have to, that your partner has to have, like cooking. They have to be able
before
to
before I met you, like
yeah, before.
Before I met you, I always said I'm never gonna be with somebody that can't drive.
Yeah. Mm.
And then that's one of them, but I still am with you, Emily.
Mm.
One that can cook.
I can do that. I made a nice dinner yesterday.
What'd you make?
I don't remember what you had for your dinner yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Turnip.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Bowl of turnip. She had a bowl of turnip.
No, we didn't. Not my.
We had steak, turnip,
broccoli,
and boiled potatoes. Real Irish dinner.
Gorgeous.
Is that a real Irish dinner, isn't it?
Yeah, but now, yeah. So, one that could cook, someone that was funny, but somebody that actually had feelings.
I think that is actually genuine, sociopath or something.
Cares about it and like.
What's that?
No, I'm just saying, I'm with you, Amani.
What, you think I'm so like a serial killer
it.
Or something?
You obviously had it.
No, I didn't. I couldn't drive, still can't. I couldn't cook. I cook a bit like.
You remember you invited me over to your ma's house while you were cooking? I says, what are you making? A carbonara.
Shy.
It was fucking horrible.
Make one now, no bother.
You ate like 2 sticks of garlic bread to himself.
You eating that? No bother. Do you know why I'm Italian, half Italian?
Why?
I'm half Italian.
Why? What's your non-negotiables?
They have to be able to leave me alone. I said that last week, didn't I?
No.
I did, didn't I, Leon? I said that last week as well.
Did you?
I don't really have any.
Even though you were just going to accept so, that, Maya.
Please, just someone come along.
Oh my God.
Sick of sitting here in my own shy.
Desperate.
Eating myself to death.
Oh God. Still do that.
Yeah, but I do it in a...
In moderation. Yeah, because you know I'm going to judge you because any time you open that...
like that. At about 4 a.m.
The ham. Now, when you come in and you have a family pack of crisps.
I don't eat a family packet of crisps is like a 12 pack. The big 12 pack.
I'm talking about, you know, the big packets.
Like the hunky dory.
The big large packet of crisps that you can buy like for a party and you fill up the bowls and all.
It's not, there's more air in them than that. Now, let's be real.
He eats half of it. And then puts the packet in the press and complains about what half an hour staring at me on the phone.
Because I'd be afraid that you're going to go, fa! You're putting on loads away. You've never said it.
I've never said it to you, never, not once.
I don't care, I'm at that age now where you just let yourself go. You just have to let yourself go. You would be at that age though, wouldn't you?
What?
Where you just fucking get the belly out. Yeah. And called you. If someone says, shut up, I'll wait. You're like, yeah, I know. That was the plan.
So the way suit you.
The way suit you there.
We were in the shopping centre there, shops the other day, and some man came up going, oh, I listened to the podcast, da, 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 and he goes to me, you lost loads of weight.
I think he thought you were someone else.
I was like, oh, did I? I was like, I didn't think I came across big, but anyway.
I was like, sure, it's only our faces on it anyway, isn't it?
You cheeky bastard.
No, I wasn't saying it in that way, like, but I was like, how could he tell, like, if it's just...
Yeah.
What about if someone snores? That's another one.
Well, you snore.
I know,
you
yeah.
You snore bad.
Do an impression of me snoring.
I've recorded.
Do you actually?
I do.
Is it an old one?
It's not, a big, big one. Or maybe I deleted it, did I?
Yeah, hopefully. I didn't give you any permission to do that. For something to do, hold on. Like that song?
Yeah, I did delete it.
See our man on Britain's Got Talent singing Purple Rain. Did you see that, Leon?
Yeah.
Did you watch it or did you just see a clip? I make sure to watch it. He's the best singer I've ever heard in my whole life.
I've been crying at Britain's Got Talent.
Every time it's on.
Don't know why.
Especially when it's dogs. What were you doing checking there?
Yeah, you snoring. He snores anyway. It's not even, it's a snore, but then I do, move him, and he rolls over then, but it's the...
It's not even a snore, it's just like...
No, it's a snore, it's a snore.
It's not coming out of my nose, though.
It does come out of your nose.
Yeah, we're going...
No, but you snore as well, Darren. That's after I move you, you start that.
Does the dog snore?
Yeah.
And me?
Yeah. It's like a fucking airport in that bedroom, I swear to God.
An airport?
Yeah, a load of planes thing.
Oh.
Do I snore?
I have one for you, right? No, you don't. Sometimes.
I don't.
So snoring is a factor in nearly half of all divorces.
Really?
Imagine divorcing someone because they snore.
Yeah.
You want to fucking...
But you want to be really, really sleep deprived to...
You'd want to be like fucking screaming in your sleep.
Yeah. But some people are like that though. They're really, really bad.
If you're really a bad snorer... Just say to your partner, and when it's early doors, just say, look, I'm a snorer. Now, just letting you know, it's bad.
Yeah, but how are you meant to sleep besides something like that?
Just get used to it, don't
you? You don't get used to it.
It's like when you're beside the window and the traffic is going by.
I do try to get asleep before you so that I don't have to listen to that because you snore straight away the second you fall asleep.
And I say some people sleep in separate rooms over snoring.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine doing that.
No.
Imagine how alone you'd be.
No, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have them a divorce, you know. But anyway.
What do you think, what other things would be grounds for a divorce? What would I have to do for you to divorce me? That's mad to even think of, isn't it?
But like, obviously you'd have to...
Oh, cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. But like, away from that, like, something that's just like...
Oh, I went behind me back in any sort of way, not just cheating or like...
It's basically the things that you think of normally, like any fucking marriage, like that if you do, it's a divorce.
Yeah, but like, I meant to be my partner and I wouldn't want you badmouthing me behind my back.
Saying, yeah, she's a...
Yeah, she's a fucking...
Imagine...
Sick about her, man. Da-da-da. Do you know all that
stuff? Oh, she's racking me head. She won't even let me watch the match.
Yeah, like say in front of me. Not to other people to try act hard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think you'd be past that.
Hate people that talk bad about their partner. It's disgusting.
You'd be past that age, though.
What do you mean?
Just like of carrying on.
Yeah.
Not that you ever did, but just like... Obviously wouldn't now because you're at that age, like.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, life is mad, isn't it? Mad the way, like, you just go to sleep and wake up.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah.
That's it?
About what?
About this whole situation.
What do you mean, like?
The negotiables. The snoring and all.
I don't think there's any.
What would make you divorce me?
It's the usual.
What?
Just the usual, like.
What's that?
Everything that we'd normally divorce someone over. And then
having an affair.
And then if you ordered the takeaway to the house and I was sitting there and you just ordered something on an app or whatever.
Oh, I'd be disgusted.
No, if you did that, I'd divorce you.
No, you wouldn't be.
I'd actually
be
go back to me ma's. Imagine you just ordered a big curry for yourself and I was just sitting there.
Oh, that's horrible. That's a horrible thing to do to someone.
I'm going
to
do that.
You've done that.
When you're not there, do you?
No.
When you're asleep?
No.
Have you ever ordered a takeaway?
You had to catch yourself out,
no,
did you?
No, never done that. You'd know, like. You'd smell it. You'd wake up the next day going, did you have a pizza?
Oh. Did do that before.
What, you thought?
Well, I was in the mood. And you know the way when you're in the mood, you go, oh, yeah. No, I'm all right. And he went around the chip, I got myself a snack box, came home and ate it in front of me.
And she ate it. She ate it. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No.
I remember it.
He put a batch of sausage in it.
Yeah, there, I got you a batch of sausage and chips. And you're like, my face like that.
No. It was there for hours. He didn't even tell me it was there until after he ate. And I was like, I can't believe he's after doing that. I'm disgusted. I still would have had to get me something. I'll go around storming around the walls. I went down Tesco, came back. There was a batch of sausage and chips there. Fucking would have put the window in with them. They were that cold.
Would have threw it off the wall and would have bounced back and hit you in the head.
All the batter was eaten off the batch of sausage. It just came
Don't be stupid.
You did. You left it there.
I didn't just give you a bleeding sausage.
You did.
What are them sausages anyway? Where did you get them? I know. The fucking length of them.
They're not even nice, the sausage.
What are they, Frankfurts?
Oh, they're horrible. They're like boiled sausages. No, they're now, I love a good boiled sausage in a stew, but like...
Yeah, but they're proper ones. But yeah. I don't know where they're getting them long things from. Wholesalers, frozen yolks. No, seriously, we need to fucking...
Find out
what the story is.
Yeah, like. Anybody that works in the chip, let us know, will you?
Where did you get them big long sausages for? You bought the sausages.
Yeah. And how long do you have the fish for in there?
Weeks.
Fuck off. Will you come on?
When is it National Fish and Chips Day anyway?
Oh, yeah.
That must be soon, is it, guys? Huh?
Is that soon enough?
It's
Easter, isn't it?
God, we'll know all about it when we hear it on the radio. With Leanne will be talking about it. We'll know then.
But we asked some of the followers on Instagram.
Followers?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Some of the fans. They're called
fans. Stop hitting the mic.
They're called fans of the podcast.
No. For there could be real grounds for divorce. And make sure to follow the Conway pod if you haven't already. But here's what he said. So, Kelly said clapping with the plane, Lance. Clapping when the plane, Lance. Oh.
Yeah. Or clapping at the end of a film in the cinema.
Oh, no, to play.
Or if it's a premiere.
No, that is worth. Then Eileen says, not getting on with the in-laws. Imagine you not getting on with my manda. And me not getting on with your man, Christy.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I just put up with them.
Oh, Did you hear that, Ma?
She doesn't listen to this.
She does listen to it. Doesn't. Yes, she does. We'll wait for her to say it then. The cheek you saying that.
I'm just waiting for her to say it to me. We'll see what happens.
She'll swing you.
Say, oh, I'm only messing with you. That's only a bit of a laugh on the podcast.
Yeah, well, you shit yourself standing there. Eric says, leaving toothpaste all over the sink after brushing your
Amy
teeth.
Amy always does that.
You do that.
And you.
You do that.
You do that.
And you know why it's like that? Because the sink is blocked because of your bleeding hair. It's vile. And then when you try clean out the yolk, it won't go down because all the hair comes back up. And then he shaves into glasses. He's vile.
What do you mean I'm shaving into glasses?
I don't know. You can
I've one small
glasses.
Glass that I fill up with hot water to shake the fucking razor. That'll do me.
But stop using glasses out of press.
I only use one specific one.
No, you
didn't.
You
use small Guinness.
You use a big, huge one like that goes like that, like a vase. The last time that I won't drink out of. Now we are after using the small little fucking Guinness thing. Now, that's another. I don't trust nothing in that house.
Hurdy Coke.
No, because
Hurdy Fanta.
Every time you do the dishes, they're filthy. When they're put back in, I still feel the potatoes all over the place.
That's disgusting.
I do.
Feel the potato.
Yeah.
The hard potato. That's yeah. The grimy stuff.
I can't drink out of cups because they're either oily or...
There's a little bit of beard on it.
Yeah. Like, you just can't
what
wash a dish.
What a setup.
I do have to rewash everything you touch. It's vile.
I'm going to go to Mrs. Hinch's gaff and wreck it.
Why?
Shave on a carpet in the sitting room. Mmm. Me mortar.
You're a pig. Mags said no trust.
What?
Having no trust. That is true. Imagine having to go through someone's phone all the time.
I don't understand why people do that.
Dara said, proper blanket hogger and is too partial to snoring loud but will never admit it and says,
Amy whips the blankets off.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
They'll be gone. They'll be shaking like a leaf.
No, you roll yourself up like into that. A cocoon and you snore till the sun comes up.
Wake
I swear
up with
to
a sore throat now because you whip the blanket.
No, you have a sore throat because you're catching flies on me. And then Esse says all of the above.
As in what?
Everything.
I don't know what that means.
Like everything is the grounds for divorce, the snoring. The
all of the
yeah,
oh, all
takeaways
right, yeah.
On your own and
all of the above. Okay.
So we've three listener questions and it says, what was one thing that made you consider a must have at your wedding that yous did?
People.
I said the telephone guest book. That was a great idea.
Mm.
And it added like nice vibe to your wedding. And I'm glad it did because you were brilliant.
The tequila rose. We're good.
Yeah.
Everyone was like that. Oh, yeah, lovely. Just make sure you order the right size shot bottles because we got them and it was like a bleeding nagging. Like, yeah, I can't be getting them now. A few quid though.
Do you get your breakfast rolls on a soft roll or a baguette? It has to be a soft roll for me. Do you?
No, hard roll. Crispy roll.
Yeah, crispy roll. I'd never get that. That's a sandwich, mate.
Might as well just have a Sambo.
That's fucking
it's
terrible.
Not a roll. A roll even sounds crispy when you say it.
Yeah.
A roll. Real tough. Rough.
I hate that word, rough.
Rough?
Yeah, I don't like it.
What about when your dog does it?
Shut up. This is a response to ask the people what they're having for their dinner. A high one spice bag and a homemade chicken Kiev anytime.
I have something to say about that one.
Oh my God, I'd love
you can't,
a high one.
You can't get a spice bag in high one.
Oh, not a high one. One lie.
Did they say they got a spice bag in high one though?
I think so.
Because if they did, they're lying. Maybe they got like...
High one.
No, you can't get a spice bag.
Spice bag?
No, don't do them.
How do you know? You don't get it, aunt, nowadays.
Maybe they do. It's a munchie box. They don't do it, innit?
I don't know.
They should start. I'd love a curry tray. Yeah, I'd love an opened curry tray. Would you like that opened or closed? Oh, opened. Yeah. Okay. Plastic forks are shite, though. All your chips start flicking all over the place in the village.
What?
When you try to take a chip out with a plastic fork in the village. In
they don't even get plastic forks anymore.
Yeah, no, but yeah, they do. The chip just flicks onto your mate's head. That's what I get. Do you want to go to the village for an open tray?
Yeah. A few chicken balls.
Will we go on a date to Finglas Village for an open tray? 4-in-1 open tray.
Yeah.
It's there at the closet.
Why?
It's just an extra fiver if you want to close.
No, it's an extra fiver to open it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll just get a close and then, yeah, grand, I'll open it myself.
We went up to try clean the car the other day, right? But we go to this specific place because, like, it's cool, right? So it's like this little hut. And you drive in and it has, yeah, a mat cleaner, a Hoover, all
it's
that.
It's all neon lit and all.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And it's if it's cool. Raining, you could still clean your car.
It has a roof over it. You fit two cars in it.
But all the bloody, what are they, the Upros? Think they own the thing with their Golfs and Passats, don't they?
They do.
Like, they look at you, like, you drive in and they're looking at you as
honestly,
in, like,
they've claimed
what are you doing
it?
Here?
It's like, they've claimed that, like, this is theirs, like,
yeah,
this is
their and there's only one of them where there's two Hoovers in it, so there's one car and another car in it, but you drive in and there's already a inflate in there. They just think that staring at you is in, like, get out of here, you. And, like, if your car's in there and someone's out there waiting, it's another Yupro. Wait, do you ever see the young ones that do go around with them?
Yeah.
One of them, like, just sitting in the car, like.
Do you ever Jesus see the young Christ. Ones that go around with them?
Yeah.
Like, they're not human.
Oh, would you ever see some of them, though, Darren?
Yeah.
It's always the same looking young one.
Yupro.
Yeah. And, like, you can't even get in to clean your car. I feel like you're rushing because you literally sit there staring at you.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you looking at and clean my car? If I'm going to clean my car, I'm going to take my time cleaning my car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's and, just and very annoying.
Their other halves are always eyeballing you.
But they don't even get out and help to clean the car.
They just sit there on the phone.
They sit there on the phone. Yeah.
That's kind of real relatable or something.
No, but it is true, and everybody will definitely understand what we're talking about because, like, it's like you can't go anywhere. They think they just claim these things.
And then, like, they do this thing to their girlfriends where they're, like, shadow boxing them, but not, like, do you know what I mean? Just, like, going...
And the girl's like, stop!
Yeah. You're literally in the fucking...
It's like, shut up.
Will you just get your fucking popcorn? Get your popcorn.
Popcorn?
In the cinema and all, they do be doing it.
Oh, I thought you meant clean.
Or anywhere, like, in restaurants and all, like...
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And the girl's girlfriends are like, stop, Paul, or John, or whatever.
Trying to brush me hair.
Stop. Like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's always the same.
Do you get that?
Is it an age thing, though? Is it because at a certain age that's the way they are?
It's flirting.
No, but when you're going in to clean the car, it's always the same sort of age group. Like, do you know what I mean? But, like, where are they getting the money for these big cars now?
I don't know.
No, but, like,
from their job. Like, from their jobs.
Are they mad there or something?
No, their jobs.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But, like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's the same type of people. It's actually very annoying because, like, it has to be an age thing. It has to be. They think that they're better than you or something. You're like, you're a real fucking 19, like.
Think it's all in your head, Amy.
It's not, Darren, and you know it's not because you say it every single time.
I think you are.
Like, what's he staring at? I'm not getting anywhere clean here yet. Wait until he's finished. No, Amy. Look, he's staring at us. You always do that.
I always
like,
make
so
things
what?
Up on this podcast.
I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up, and you know I'm not.
None of that ever even happened.
Yeah, I did.
You just made it all
no,
up
I did.
Content for the podcast.
No, I didn't. What about the car wash?
We have to go now.
About the car wash?
Yeah. It's not even a real thing.
It is. People don't know. It's from where we're from.
Only messing. We'll leave it there anyway, will we? Huh?
Yeah, we call it a day, will we?
Yeah.
Go home and have an open tray together.
I'd love one. Right, all the best, everyone. Enjoy.
Slán.
Enjoy yourself.
Sorry, I'm at the moving the whole microphone again. I keep doing it. Yeah, right. Bye, everybody. Have a lovely week. Stay positive.
What?
You heard me.
Yeah, right. No, you're right.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.